obviously a great 3 points, not a great performance, but I don't think that was maybe the key issue tonight. And, you know, we had maybe a very good performance here attacking wise 3 weeks ago against Wexford, and we got nothing out of it. So we take the 3 points. We had a poor month in June, to be fair. I don't think we picked up a point, Dermot. So look, a better start to this month, but we need to try and improve again on that leg.
Yeah, it was a tough game, Ollie. And I mean, the goal that won it was a spectacular effort from Michael Funston. A goal that came out of nothing, really.
Yeah. I think it was a wide free kick that instead of Gareth putting it in, he played a chart to Mickey and he caught it. He caught it well. To be fair to Mickey, he has been doing that in training. He's done it maybe against Waterford here as well. Whether the keeper lost the flight of it, I'm not quite sure, but... look, we'll take any goal to win a game, but yeah, to be fair to him, to give him credit, it was a good strike.
Yeah. Before that, Cavan Teeley had a chance when that looping effort came back off the crossbar. They had a great chance as well. They draw level in the second half, so two good opportunities for them, but they didn't really offer all that much apart from those.
Oh, but I mean, the two opportunities they hit the crossbar. I think that maybe the windy conditions might have, you know, maybe brought it in a little bit closer than what it looked initially. They had a great chance where they went down the left-hand side, or at our right back side, and the big laddie and the sodgy boy, I think he mishit it and went over the bar. There were two huge chances. Look, Wexford came here and had four chances. They took three of them. You know what I mean? That's probably the difference between them and the likes of Cavan Teeley. But Cavan Teeley have improved. You saw the little bit of pace that they added wide in the middle of the field, and they'll do damage. They'll be a handful for any team, especially in Cavan Teeley.
Yeah, Harps weren't really hanging on, Ollie, but were you relieved when that final whistle went at the end?
Oh, of course it was, yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, we didn't play all that well tonight and got 3 points. We didn't play particularly well in Shelburne and got punished. We didn't play particularly well in Athlone, and they turned us over. So it's kind of pleasing to not going all that well to get maybe a little rub of the green. But yeah, we were comfortable in possession and we had a lot of possession, but we didn't have that many chances there. Okay, with a lot of set pieces, a lot of throw-ins and a lot of corner kicks was really, you know, maybe the half chances that we were coming off. I know Mickey had a great header that he headed over the bar from, I think Josh put it in from this side of the pitch. But look, it's every game is a battle. That was a battle there tonight, and you know, it took a fair amount out of both teams. There's a lot of lads there looking for attention at the end, which certainly isn't like us. So, you know, as I said earlier on, is that any team can beat anyone on a particular night in this league. Luckily we got over tonight, but that's the height of it. We have to move on to Waterford next week now, like.
Yeah, and what's the mood among the camp, Ollie? Because Harps were playing with so much confidence for so long this season, but these last few weeks, I mean, the defeats must surely have changed things on that front.
Listen, I'll be blunt and say, I'd say the last 2 weeks training was possibly as well as we've trained. There's nothing wrong with any of our training, but the attitude in the last fortnight in particular was excellent. And you know, we spoke to them about it and gave them credit for the way that, you know, there was straight. But look, our training is normally quite good, but to be fair, the last 2 weeks, that, you know, you could see that little bit of bite about them. Shelburne hurt, without a shadow of a doubt. Look, Wexford hurt, but in a different manner. Shelburne was a game that we had won twice against 10 men at one stage and threw it away, and that hurt them. And it's good to see them respond tonight. You know, look, we're not going to beat anybody 4-0. We're not going to get beaten, please God, by any team 4-0 either. You know, that's Wexford. They can do that, or maybe UCD can do that. When they're on top, they can kill you. We try to win the battles, and it'll be another battle on Friday night in Waterford.
Yeah, and just finally, a couple of players coming on tonight for their debuts. New signings, Kieran McDade and Nathan Boyle. So that's new additions to the squad. I'm sure they'll help.
Yeah, I thought they both did well, albeit the short time they're on. They're both bright players. They're both attack-minded players. Very fit and work very, very hard. And that's what we're looking for. You know, they'll fit in with their attitude and you know, there's no egos here, and certainly the two lads we took in, and indeed, if you like, the four lads we've taken in total, there's no egos there either. And they'll be prepared for the battle, but it's going to be a battle every week, and that was one battle there tonight that we came out the right side of. We didn't last Friday in Shelburne. So, look, we'll move on, and we've a massive game against, you know, again on Friday night. It's a bit relentless, Shermot. You know, you move on fairly quickly regardless of the result, and you prepare for the next week, and after that we'll prepare following week and so on. So long way to go, but at least we picked up 3 points tonight.